The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss how artificial intelligence is impacting e-commerce. Joining us is Sebastian Hamann, who is the co-CEO and co-founder of Shopware, which is a holistic, omni-channel digital e-commerce platform for sophisticated mid-market and lower enterprise merchants with flexibility and various options for B2C, D2C, as well as B2B services. Shopware is well positioned as one of the market leaders in its segment, especially in the DACH region, with a fast-growing business in North America as well. And today, Sebastian and I are going to talk about the AI industrial revolution of e-commerce. All right, here's my conversation with Sebastian Hamann, the co-CEO and co-founder of Shopware. Sebastian, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Excited to have you on the show. And let me start off by singing your praises and saying thank you. It is late at night and you have apparently four kids, but you have 2 6-year-olds and 2 3-year-olds. You've had 2 sets of twins. So staying up late for a podcast deserves a medal in my book. Our kids are the same age. I'm sure we have lots in common. And specifically, we're both dramatically impacted by artificial intelligence. For me, content is being revolutionized, and you're in e-commerce. Talk to me about what is happening in e-commerce businesses and how are they being impacted by artificial intelligence?
For me, at least, it's one of the most exciting times where we're right now in. So we have so much potential to leverage AI in the digital commerce world. So for example, I see two dimensions where AI is impacting the business. First of all, think in the dimension of automation, increasing efficiency for merchants, manufacturers, and brands, where you decrease complexity, automate tasks, give you time back to really spend this time into engaging your brand and your customers and create value into this direction. And on the second side, I see customer experience in a new personalized way. So this is where you really get into the game to leverage, let's call it stickiness of digital commerce. Because what you now really can do is to become sticky and always into with a new kind of personalization in the life of customers in a continuous way. And this makes it so exciting and brings it really to the next dimension in digital commerce.
All right. So what I'm hearing from you is there is a back office automation that's happening that's making e-commerce store owners more efficient. And then there's a customer facing, how do we figure out what are the right products and improving the experience? One thing that I didn't hear you say, which I'm a little surprised about, was you didn't mention what's happening with marketing, right? You didn't talk about exploding content and sort of using artificial intelligence to improve the lead acquisition or finding new customers using content. Why was that not one of the two things that you said when it comes to how AI is impacting e-commerce?
You're right with content and so on, but I think this is a kind of, let's say, more personalized customer experience you can get and will create, and you have the possibility to create. So it's even more and going beyond that kind of content thing in my point of view. So if you now take the perspective of the consumer who goes online shopping in your shop, you would think about like, okay, AI can now take all the things for you as a shopper and automate it into a way that you don't have to spend time for ordering or purchasing things that are more or less boring to do. If you have, for example, a kind of AI personal assistant who knows your coffee preference, I'm pretty sure you have had a coffee in the morning, and he will ensure that you never run out of the beans that you prefer. So very simple things you want to automate. And on the other hand, then you have this kind of experience-driven digital commerce where you then want to spend time, you want to create captivating, unique experiences, entertaining experiences, where then also AI can leverage and can become into a new personal dimension. And this is not only of, let's say, content in this direction of writing descriptions or these kind of things. It's even going beyond that and creating on demand based on all the data you have collected. Let's say a shopping page, a story with products and all the things that matters to you. And that will then become a kind of stickiness.
So I understand that I was referencing marketing content. Back in the day, I worked at eBay. Gigantic e-commerce store, millions of products, millions of pages on the website. And I was on the SEO team for a short period of time, but a lot of what we were doing was figuring a way to produce the right amount of content for this giant archive of pages that we had. It was a real challenge trying to figure out how to make 2 million product descriptions. And now that is something that can be automated. So my head, when we were talking about e-commerce and artificial intelligence, is the problem that I had at eBay, which was creating accurate product descriptions at scale, basically has gone away. And what I'm hearing from you is it's not just about creating the product descriptions and some of the marketing content that goes with describing or articulating the use case for your products. It's building this entire experience for a customer that helps them understand what their shopping experience is and could be. Seems like a lot of what artificial intelligence is helping with is the merchandising component. If you like this, then you should try this. Or if you bought that, then you should try this product. Talk to me about the usage of artificial intelligence and how are brands starting to think about how to cross-promote or match the right customer with the right product.
So what you can do is, with all the collected data you have of shopping behavior, like the orders you collect, you can crawl the data, you can figure out what kind of stuff were purchased, for example, on a regular basis, what kind of stuff were watched, and so on. And based on this data, AI can probably create for you some kind of personas and customer segments where you then can build on specific rules and flows in the tech stack that creates for you then on demand for the customer new pages with shopping recommendations, with products, but also with stories that you can then say, look, create a text, create a story that were specifically made for this customer segment. And then you go through the pages, stick to the kind of thing that you are watching and see because it's more personalized to your behavior. And then you collect also data around this. And then you can go further with this kind of things that you figured out. And this is just one simple example, but I think this is what you're looking for.
Yeah, give me an example of the type of stories that you can create that are targeted towards your consumers. How do you do a better job narrating why they should make a purchase and building more than just, here's the product, do you want to buy it or not?
If you think about it in a more holistic and unified way, then you go probably into a brand or a shop or merchant, and then you want to buy a product. For example, you talked in the beginning of children, right? You have two kids and you are looking for some kind of products for your kids, some toys or something like that. Then you go into the shop, you see some kind of product. And then it's not about, as you might know, it's not about only the product you are looking for. It's more or less what you want to do with the product, right? And this is where you can also count in with AI that you'd make a description about the product you are looking for. I don't know, let's say your building blocks, Lego or something else. And then you can create more and more a story around it. Like, I don't know, it's now about a super movie or it's about Knight's world. Let's say I create all on this pattern, a story and write a text that makes it more emotional. As you might know, with creation of ChatGPT and so on, you are going to create more natural language, more personalized things where you then stick to. And then you can mix it up with some kind of ideas and stories that you want to bring into the play, right? So look, this is how you could play with your kids with this Lego bricks and this Lego toys, just as an idea. And then you go more and more into it and stick to it and you spend time with it. And then you can bring links to related products, of course, that where you can figure out what is also a very good use case with different products that come into play. And then if you are reacting on it, then you can also collect the data and then you can use it to create also later on, for example, during the checkout process, of course, just through article product detail page descriptions and so on, that is also more personalized to your behavior. But also if you make a purchase, think about the purchase, right? That you then have a more personalized message, probably also with some cool words and emotional words on it. So yeah, thank you, Benjamin, for this nice play with you here in our store. I'm happy to support you with some ideas and inspirations, and hopefully the product will help you to have so much fun with your kids.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. What I'm hearing from you is that customer experiences have become more personal and can be built in real time thanks to artificial intelligence. And you mentioned that it's not just building out customer experiences, but also freeing up the operators of e-commerce companies to be able to be more efficient, that there's an automation layer in e-commerce businesses. Walk me through the other side of how artificial intelligence is helping revolutionize e-commerce. How is it making us more efficient and giving e-commerce owners more time?
We at Shopware, for example, have integrated AI Copilot feature in the backend side. So in the administration, where you can then use at several segments where you administrate your digital commerce operations. We had the example with product description, what is kind of obvious thing. But also if you think about, you have tons of data. You told me about eBay's time, right? Where you have a lot of products and a lot of data. But probably what you won't have is a very good attribute system of your products and data. You have probably some kind of descriptions and so on. What you now can do is AI goes through the data, let's crawl it, all the descriptions and so on, and create a suggestion or a recommendation about, look, these are some logical and would be good matching attributes for you. And then automatically you become new kind of filters you can use also for the customer in the storefront, that it's more easy to navigate and to explore the products. So this is one example and use case, but also to automatically let AI do the work and that goes through images where you can then identify from images some kind of, look, this is, for example, the object here I can figure out. And now you can tag that with some kind of keywords and meta descriptions and data automatically. Or if you have a lot of ratings to your products from people, that's AI crawl all the ratings you have from the product and create a small conclusion of it, what is more easy to consume and to read, right? So all these kind of things you can do with just one simple click directly and will give you time back. And this is just the beginning. So what we really do is now all the things I mentioned, we have already 8 AI Copilot features shipped. So they are already in the product. And now continuously this year, we will deliver more and more functionalities that goes into this direction, what in the end leads to increasing your efficiency.
I can think about how we've used artificial intelligence in our back office to try to be more efficient. And what resonates with me with what you said is with every product, we have to go through, we have to figure out what are the right hashtags for the product. Now that's part of the process that is automated, but there has to be some sort of triggers and mechanisms. You said you had 8 features or products that had shipped already. Is Shopware a tool or solution that helps automate some of these processes using artificial intelligence for e-commerce? Or does everybody have to figure out how to use their own backend and then zap it over to ChatGPT or whatever mechanism they're using to try to build artificial intelligence tools? What's the toolkit look like for e-commerce stores that are trying to integrate more artificial intelligence?
At Shopware, for example, you have the functionality. So it's an ecography for the AI Copilot feature. You can find it on several segments into the administration of the product. If I talk about the administration, I mean administrating your web shop, where you have the catalog data, where you have the orders, where you have, for example, also the content management functionalities, where you can create landing pages, shopping experiences, we call it at Shopware, where you have the promotion engine and pricing things. So all these kind of things. And then you have this icon for AI Copilot, what you then will see. It's always the same. And then you just simple click on it, and then you get recommendation of how to use it, right? I talked about product descriptions or product attributions. So you just click on it, then it pops up, and then you can give it some kind of prompt if you would like. Okay, make it in this way, make it from a speech more professional or more emotional or what kind of things. And then he will start directly in the product and will create it for you, and you're done. And this you can see also if you, for example, are building some kind of shopping experiences, what is our terminology for creating landing pages with shopping and digital commerce content. Then you can, for example, also at this stage, if you are talking and writing things or copying things from other things or texts, then you can also mark it and use AI Copilot and ask them, okay, make it more emotional. Or could you please just make some prompts? Could you please rewrite the text in a more personal way, for example? So this is our natively integrated into the product. You can also use in the search field, very simple, your prompt types and ask, could you please export me all customers from B2B customer segments from the category cameras or something like that? And then you get an export file directly from your data. This is how it is natively integrated, that you directly can use it and start working with it.
It seems like the natural language model from artificial intelligence is making it easier for us to give complicated requests without having to do things like pull our own data or get into the weeds and manually repeat processes. As we think about where we are now, it's in the early days of artificial intelligence being modernized or being brought to the masses. We're in the first year of generative AI. Where do you see us going from here? And what do you think is going to be the most impactful development for e-commerce in the next 5 years?
I'm pretty sure we will see, I'm not sure in the next 5 years, but it will come a kind of personal AI assistant who you can ask as a shopper who do all the stuff for you and automate purchases and things and help you with all the kind of stuff that you won't spend too much time on it, or where you also get more curated, personalized recommendations and will help you in this direction. So I think this is something what will happen. And the second thing is, I'm also pretty sure in a way where you all kind of things get more and more automated, I think we as a human are striving for more entertaining fun where we want to spend time. And this is also missing in digital commerce at all. I think all the shops, most of them are same looking, are a kind of thumbnails pattern with products and so on. But really missing is an engaging kind of thing where you have more or less adventures where you can dive into it. And also in this direction, AI will create a new kind of personalization mixed up with cool gamification approaches, for example, new kind of storytelling we told already about, but I think there's still room for improvement, where you then really go into a new dimension of shopping experience that is not here right now. So I think this is our two ways how AI will impact digital commerce in the next 5 years.
It's something that I've already started doing, and maybe hopefully I'm on the cutting edge. starting using artificial intelligence and mostly ChatGPT to go figure out what the best products are. It's actually how I found this webcam. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm tired of using my iPhone as my webcam. So if my wife calls in the middle of a podcast recording, I can actually see she called. And all of a sudden, I found this great product that I happen to love. The future is here. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Sebastian Hamann, the co-CEO and co-founder of Shopware. Join us again tomorrow when Sebastian and I continue our conversation talking about why retail requires entertaining communities. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Sebastian, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you could visit him on Twitter. His handle is Hamann Sebastian. That's HamannSebastian. Or you could visit his company's website, which is shopware.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenjShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.